Welcome to the weekly edition of Beyond the Title, where we get to know the person behind the strategy, the story, and yes, the brand. Joining us every week are senior professionals across the globe. So amazing that we just have to know who they are.
Joining us this week is Ian Tan from Property Guru. Hi, welcome, Ian.
Hi, Steve. Hi, everyone. Happy to be here. Glad to be here.
Man, it is 5 p.m. Singapore time for you right now, right? How's your day been so far?
Yeah, it's been pretty good. Looking forward to dinner. So, you know, after this, you know, it's time for dinner after this. But yeah, you know, been looking forward to this interview the whole afternoon.
It is a pleasure to host you today, Ian. It's a pleasure to host you. To start off this interview, now we get these amazing pictures from our awesome interviewees, our awesome guests. Now you've shared something with us, which is you with your beautiful wife. Where is this? What's the story behind the picture?
Yeah, so this picture was actually on the first day of our honeymoon, right? And it was at a boutique hotel in Auckland. Right. And yeah, you know, we did like a, you know, 9-10 day road trip across you know, the North Islands, right, from Auckland all the way down. Visited at that point in time, you know, Lord of the Rings was pretty big, right? At that point in time, this was 10 over years ago or so. So Lord of the Rings was pretty big. We visited Hobbit Town, right? The set where they kind
you
of
did.
Filmed. Yeah, we did. Yeah, so we visited that, you know, had a lot of fun. Yeah. Great road trip.
Now, I remember back in the day, you were allowed to go into the Hobbit houses. Did you get a chance to go in?
Yes, we did. We did. You know, I have some pictures of that even. Right? But yeah, you know, it was so fun. It was so fun.
Oh, Ian, I'm definitely going to ask you now to send me, you know, some of those lovely pictures from Hobbiton. It's been an all-time dream to get there. It's just on the other side of the world for me right now. Hopefully, when things get better, I am traveling to New Zealand for the same experience.
It's a 12-hour flight for us as well. I mean, it wasn't that near. It was like a 12-hour flight. But yeah, you know, I'll definitely send over some of those pictures, right? We even had, you know, what did, you know, those beer that they were having on the show, they were kind of selling it in Hobbit
Town. Yeah.
It was sobering thought or something. It was amazing. Yeah.
So the taste is good. You like the taste of the beer.
Well, so there's an interesting story over there, right? And the interesting story here is that you know, when they were acting, right, the actors, they can't be drinking too much alcohol, right? So they made a special brew, right, that was what, 2% alcohol or something, so that, you know, the actors can kind of still have the feel of it, you know, and act like it is the case, but, you know, you never get drunk on that thing, right? So, but yeah, you know, it was fun, you know, having that, yeah.
Oh, awesome, awesome. I'm loving that. Okay, so I am definitely headed out to Hobbit Town and New Zealand in 2021. So going to our first amazing question for you. Mm. What's your ikigai? You are one of the most positive people I've actually met. And this is coming from me who's jumping up and down as if I've been born in a coffee vat. So, you know, what's the reason you jump out of bed every morning?
Right. I think there's two things, actually. You know, I have a broad motherhood statement for you first, right? And then I'll share something a little bit personal, right? The broad motherhood statement here really is that I like waking up, you know, and being able to solve problems and, you know, impact the real world, right? So as a marketer, right, you know, when we jump in and go on to work, right, we actually have the power to really shape the world and the narrative around us in our communities, right? At a touch of a button, right, we can change the course of the message of a social narrative, right? So really it's the ability, right, to, you know, go out there and solve real-world problems, right, and make an impact, right, in the communities that we are at, right? And that's really the reason why, you know, it keeps me going back to work, you know, as a marketer, you know, every single day, right? On a slightly more personal note, right, I look forward, you know, to making what I call memory milestones, right, with my family, right, where, you know, month after month, there's always, you know, certain milestones where we create certain memories, right, and the one that we are really kind of going after right now is hopefully when you know, things get better, right, we are able to kind of, you know, take the kids to Tokyo Disneyland, right, hopefully, you know, by the time things kind of clear up, so Tokyo Disneyland is the next, you know, memory milestone. right, that we're going after, right? So yeah, it's these things that keep me kind of going month after month, day after day.
I love that you coined this term memory milestone. It's something everyone unconsciously wants to do. I'm guessing they haven't put a word to it yet. But this just helps you, right? What is my memory milestone for this year? What's my memory milestone for this quarter, for this month, for this day? I love the way you're thinking there. Amazing, amazing, Ian. Thank you so much for sharing that. Now, given that, you know, we all associate lives sometimes to movies. We all want to have, let's say, that Avenger moment of, you know, being a superhero. Maybe not avenging anything, but being a superhero. What's a movie character you would like to play?
Well, my all-time favorite movie, you know, I would say is Moulin Rouge, right? From Baz Luhrmann, right? And I want to say I want to be Ewan McGregor's character in there, but I think I want to go with something a little different, right? I mean, that might be my all-time favorite movie, but the character I really feel for is, I'm not sure if you watch this Pixar animation called WALL-E.
Of course.
That little robot, so WALL-E, that little robot that could, right? I relate a lot to him, right? And I would, you know, really want to say that I would play WALL-E, right? Or me and WALL-E. he's like this, you know, little trash compacting robot, you know, the underdog kind of thing.
And the underdog story,
I feel for underdogs, right? And because he was so authentic, right? He was so authentic, you know. He managed to kind of bring humans back to the world, right? Because of his little clumsy, he might be a little bit silly, a little bit clumsy, but because he was so authentic, right? He managed to do that, right? And I guess I just, you know, relate to that a little bit. And also, a funny thing over there is he was in out of his league, right? If you watch the movie, you know that, you know, there was this female robot, you know, which was all sleek with lasers and flying around, and he's this little trash compacting robot, right? So he was like way out of his league, but hey, you know, at the end of the day, he saved the world, got the girl, you know, in his clumsy little way. Yeah.
It's funny you bring WALL-E because it's one of my all-time favorite cartoons. In fact, the character of the female robot, Eva, is, yes, my wife's name is Eva. So for the longest time, I think even now, I keep calling her Eva, which is very much in line with WALL-E. Oh, that's amazing. I love that. Underdog stories, always. Now, we have, of course, asked you about your lovely wife. Can I ask you what her name is now that you know my wife's name as well?
Jean. Her name is Jean.
Jean. Amazing. Jean, a shout out to you for making Ian such a happy and such a bright personality that he is. I'm definitely guessing there's a lot of your influence in making those memory milestones with him. So shout out to Jean there.
Yeah, 100%. You know, I wouldn't be, you know, the person I am without her, you know, at my side. Really, really, you know, shout out to her as well. Yeah.
Of course, you know, behind every successful person, there is, in conjunction and in equal terms with him, is an amazing person, and that is your lovely wife in this case. In the hustle of things, you know, because we are running through so many things, I'm guessing you are one of the busiest people now at Furry Property Guru as well. What is the app that helps you stay sane and structured?
Yeah, I really should be saying like Grab or Property Guru or something. But no, I'm just Actually, the app that really keeps me sane, right? I wouldn't say structured so much, but keep me sane is actually YouTube, you know. And you know, I do a lot of searches on it. I use it to kind of search for, you know, reviews on the latest smartphone, you know, finding out the latest trends. Sometimes I watch it for news, you know, news clips. It's like, you know, there's I use it for music, I use it for entertainment, I use it to you know, get me information, more than Google search itself sometimes, you know. I think so. It's even on my Android TV, you know, out in the living room. It's like, you know, YouTube on my phone, YouTube on the TV. So I think, you know, being able to access music, entertainment, information, helps keep me sane, right? On that one, not so much structured, but sane.
No, I completely get you. There are some amazing vloggers on YouTube, especially because I love to see what different marketers are doing. Different markets are doing as well. So you've got CNBC, BI, Business Insider, and of course, a number of different vloggers that I subscribe to. And it does help me, right? Early in the morning, before I start my day, I want to hear a few you know, chunks of information, news, if you will.
And it's usually in a bit more of a bite-sized kind of thing, right? Like, you know, usually it will come in your 15-minute, 10-minute, you know, kind of thing. I especially like, you know, watching TED Talks on YouTube, right? Yes. In between commutes and things like that. Because it's like, you know, 10 minutes, right? And you get all this bite-sized information all in one place. So yeah.
Who was your recent TED Talk? I'm just curious now.
Wow. Okay. So I think the recent one that I watched was, I think just 2 days ago. I can't remember the person who was speaking, but the title was Death by PowerPoint, right? And basically, it was Death by PowerPoint, right? About how, you know, people kind of really can't communicate as well on PowerPoint and you know, what are, how do we kind of psychologically look at the screen, right? And yeah, things like that. So that was pretty cool. Another one that I kind of watched recently, it was a little bit old, but I rewatched it, was from Airbnb, right? I think someone from Airbnb, one of the early founders of Airbnb, went on to the TED Talk and said that how did they design for trust, right? And that was very interesting for me, right? Because it came at a point in time where, you know, how will you trust someone to let somebody into your home, right? Some stranger into your home. But, you know, through design, you know, through, you know, UX, UI, they kind of built the site for trust, right? They designed Airbnb for trust, right? And that was very insightful, right? I think I watched that, a week or two ago, something? Yeah.
It's funny you talk about trust, because this year, everything has been about trust on the brands, the services, the products you buy. And you're right? The biggest flaw that Couchsurfing had, I think, back in the day, was that they did not account for whether people would be, you know, comfortable enough to share space in their house. Yeah. And I think Airbnb did that really, really well. I'm going to try to find that video. If you have that link, please just share it with us, and I'll drop it into the YouTube comments here.
Oh, yeah, of course. I'll drop it to you after this. Yeah.
Awesomeness. Now, this is where we get to know a little bit more about Ian Tan and his professional life back in the day. So what was your first job? What was it like?
Yeah, so my first job was actually in events, right? So
nice.
in Singapore, we have this term, right? We have this term called Saikang Warrior, right? And it literally translates to shit job warrior, right? Because, you know, at that point, I was just out of high school, right? And you know, in events, sometimes, you know, you have to do all kinds of stuff, right? Move stuff backstage, you know, as an events intern and things like that. I was searching through, at that point in time, right, it was like phone books, right? So I had to search through like yellow pages and phone books, right? Looking for vendors, asking for quotations in like, you know, phone book after phone book, sitting at the back of the truck, you know, and with all the staging equipment and just running around being everybody's assistant, right, during the event. Those were my first days as working in events.
Wow, events professional back in the day. I love that. That's been my whole life. And it shows that, you know, you bring that charisma, that amazing positive attitude to your events as well. And of course now to Property Guru, and of course the colleagues around you. How have your colleagues been? How have they been during this time with you?
Yeah, so I think, you know, I'm you know, very grateful, right, on the fact that, you know, even though we're going through a difficult time around the world, we kind of still managed, right, to keep that morale kind of going up within the team, right? And because, you know, just now we were talking a bit about trust as well, right? I mean, there's a lot of trust within the teammates, within the team, to kind of make sure that, you know, everybody's accountable for delivering what we need to do, right? So we built that kind of trust and bond, right, with the teams, even though, right, we could be quite distant at the moment. But yeah, you know, I'm really grateful that, you know, things, even though it's a little bit less normal than we would have liked, but yeah.
Awesomeness. And again, you know, kudos to your team for being such trustworthy colleagues as well. I think that's one of the biggest things most companies need to go through as they move into Q1 2021.
Yeah, I think, you know, this was almost like a proof of concept for us all over the world, right? Like, we have proven ourselves to be responsible working adults, right, wherever we are, right? So it's like a proof of concept, right? Now we can say, hey, you know, we can deliver results, right, even, you know, wherever we are remotely, yeah.
See, I love this, and I go back to HR now with I think some of the findings in 2016, 2017 was that businesses will you know revert to a remote working style, and the idea was was similar to what Google does, similar to some of what some of the bigger companies do right now or have been doing since 2016, is allowing your employees to work remotely at least one or two days in a week, so you're able to take care of also your personal life while you're working. I think this year has been a great proof of concept, as you said, in giving that kind of trust into the hands of the employees, going, it's okay if you need to take time to work at home, as long as you're doing your projects, as long as you're taking care of the end results, we are comfortable with it. Awesome. In regards to this year, what has been the biggest leadership challenge you've faced?
Yeah, I mean, the standard answer would really be, making sure that morale is up, making sure that everyone is taken care of, making sure that people have work, right? I mean, that's the challenge that all of us leaders face in all organizations today, right? But I think there's one that, is a little bit more pertinent to us, right? Which I want to kind of crack, which is, I believe in building a team that has a culture of psychological safety, right? And, it basically allowing the team to be their authentic self at work without having fear of whatever consequences, right? But I think this is a challenge, especially so within Asia, right? Because we were brought up to kind of make sure we obey authority and be the kind of people who fall in line, right? Not that it's a bad thing. I mean, it's a Asian context. We were kind of brought up that way. Not that it's a bad thing, but it just makes people afraid to kind of speak up, right? Especially if the boss is in the room, right? Especially if the boss is in the room, the folks will be like, hey, let's listen to what he has to say instead of coming up. But I think that shouldn't be the way, right? It's really through a healthy debate, having what I call a healthy dissatisfaction for status quo, right? I like to use that word, dissatisfaction for status quo, that allows us to create what is next, right? So I think the biggest challenge as a leader really is how do we, provide that space, right? That psychological safe space, right? For our teams to really be their authentic self.
Awesome. Again, I think more companies should be adopting this. I think there is no such thing as a bad or silly idea. If someone's thought of it, there is some reasoning behind it. And if they're your colleague, your team members, you want to know more about that. So amazing. Thanks so much for that, Ian. Moving ahead with getting to know you a bit better, what has been the weirdest moment in your life?
I'll give you a weird fact. Okay, I'll give you a weird fact. I didn't own a pair of jeans until I joined a tech company.
Really? You serious? Like, which year was this?
5 years ago, 6 years ago? Like before this, I was in FMCG.
No.
Yes, weird fact, weird, but true. my wife has been living years with me. Like, she's like, hey, why don't you just buy a pair of jeans, right? I mean, it's weird. I just didn't own one, until I joined a tech company, right, 5 years ago, right? And because everyone's kind of going, just like, okay. Yeah.
Now I'm thinking of you going into Hobbit Town. I'm guessing about a decade ago, with your khakis or with semi-casuals and not a jean, not a pair of jeans. Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. This is a casual print. Yeah, it was crazy, right? weird but true.
What's your experience been with jeans now?
Sorry?
What's your experience been with jeans now? Do you like them? Something that you wear more often?
Yeah, so now I put them on almost every other day, right? To work, over the weekends, and so on and so forth. Now it's become a way of life.
Awesomeness. Yeah. Now, last question, as I'm aware of the time as well, and we want to keep this to 20-minute amazing videos. So, what is the proudest moment in your life?
Well, it has to be the time where my daughter, so I have two daughters, 7 years old and 4 years old, right? So when my eldest daughter kind of took center stage in her preschool concert, right? So me and my wife went in with super low expectations. Yeah, like you know, we're thinking, okay, yeah, you know, it was like a preschool concert. You know, they are like 5 years old. Yeah, I mean, what, right? But we were so surprised, right? So my daughter's name, her name is Sophie, right? So Sophie was doing flawless dance routines, right? It was like in multiple acts, right? And it was like full-blown, like, girl band kind of thing, you know? And I was like, wow, that was certainly a moment, right? And then the following year, she took the stage as the lead female role, right? In their expression of Lion King, right? So she was playing Nala in the Lion King, right? And they were just doing a duet of... Can You Feel the Love Tonight, right? It's 6 years old, you know, 6 years old. And I was like, wow, you know, yeah. So yeah, that has to be a moment, right? So.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. That is amazing, Ian. Thank you so much for sharing so much about, you know, yourself, your family, for allowing us to learn more about you. I think the team in Singapore are so much more richer now that we've known a little bit more about you, your lovely wife, and the kids. I'm going to keep that in mind right now about Hobbitown, about your pair of jeans that you've not owned until 5 years ago, and definitely about the love and care that you show to your team as well.
All right. I mean, you know, it's been an awesome 20 minutes having this conversation, you know. Yes. I thoroughly enjoyed myself as well.
The pleasure is ours, and thank you so much, Ian, for joining us today.